other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the top of the third hour this Friday, January 16, 2009. Before we go to Peter Dale Scott in the next segment, I just want to remind people that there are some great seminars going on in Texas, thanks to HeartlandEmergency.com. That's HeartlandEmergency.com. They're going to be doing a seminar on dried storable foods, genetically modified foods, heirloom seeds, and, of course, freeze-dried foods with Big John Lipskin, the host of Don't Tread on Me, on Friday night, that's today, at 6 p.m. in Fredericksburg at the Ag Building, 95 Frederick Road. And Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Austin at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe Street. This is your chance to learn everything you need to know about freeze-dried storable foods and more. Again, it's Friday at the Ag Building in Fredericksburg at 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at Brave New Books at 2 p.m. You can call Heartland Emergency at 512-921-9015. That's 512-921-9015. Or go to heartlandemergency.com right now. All right, we were talking to William, who was reading a quote from Sarkozy recently about the economic crisis. Continue, William.
Yeah, so that was 2 months ago, and he was talking about a meeting they would have in November 15th, but I'm going to continue reading his speech. Mm-hmm. This crisis that now clearly can't be solved without massive intervention of the states. The crisis calls urgently of a new economical order, financial, mm-hmm. monetary. This crisis demands a profound need for politics. This crisis will probably mark the true beginnings for a new world order of the 21st century.
You know, if you could get that in high quality, we would love to have it over here. It's on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube. You just type Sarkozy New World Order or Nouvelle Ordre Mondiale.
No, I've seen the YouTube clip, but we like the high-quality stuff over here. And, yeah, he's not the first world leader to call for this, by the way. I thank you for the call, William.
Okay.
I mean, we had the president of Georgia on Glenn Beck getting this fluff piece interview, this love fest. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the head of Georgia over there, he says, Russia is against the New World Order, Glenn. And, you know, Glenn Beck tries to be this anti-New World Order guy. He just got hired by Fox off of CNN, and he's not. As soon as the Georgian leader starts talking about the New World Order, Glenn Beck just wants to be like, he wasn't supposed to say that. But yes, that this idea of a quote unquote New World Order is not what I'm talking about. It's not what Alex Jones is talking about. It's what world leaders have been talking about now for centuries, and really have increased their talk about it over the last few decades. You know, leaders like Jesse Jackson in the civil rights movement, leaders on the right like George H.W. Bush, you know, leaders on the left like Bill Clinton. They're all, just type in New World Order in any of those names. People like Joe Biden, who write articles for the Wall Street Journal saying how I learned to love the New World Order. And the New World Order is just about setting incremental policies to bring in global government. That's why the Bush administration made all these executive orders, passed the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Military Commissions Act, and all that good stuff. And guess what? The powers ain't going anywhere. And that's why Newsweek puts out an article called Obama's Cheney Dilemma. You know, Cheney had all these terrible, terrible powers, but under Obama, we should keep them. You know, torture, although it sounds good on paper that we should get rid of it, I don't think we should get rid of it. I think that it actually works. But we're about to have a powerhouse guest on in the next segment. It is Peter Dale Scott, who's really, he's been crossing the T's and dotting the I's for some time now as a bastion and light of truth. And his recent article, published last week, Martial Law, the Financial Bailout and War, is over at 911truth.org, and it's a very extensive article. He talks about the members of the House being threatened with martial law in case they weren't going to pass the bailout. He talks about preparations for martial law as well as the continuity of government programs that were put into place under the Bush administration. We will be back with Peter Dale Scott after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, and see me right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. And before we go to author and activist Peter Dale Scott, I just want to remind you guys to support our sponsors here in the InfoWar. MySolarBackup.com. I mean, it's really simple, folks. Solar energy cuts your electric bill. It's something we believe in here. MySolarBackup.com will help you get started. People like Jesse Ventura, who live in Mexico 6 months out of the year, they, you know, heat and electric, basically heat their entire home, use all their electric through solar panels. They only use the most minimal amount of energy, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get independence from the power companies, from the system, mysolarbackup.com. All right, we have a very distinguished guest. I was actually lucky enough to interview him while I was hosting the Alex Jones Show over the summer this year. He's the author of many books, and his latest article is Martial Law, the Financial Bailout, and War. It's Peter Dale Scott. Thank you for joining us, sir.
I'm glad to be back. Hi there.
Well, let's just get right into it. I mean, in the very beginning of this article, you not only talk about Paulson and the bailout there, but you also talk about how Congress was strong-armed into initially passing this, because the initial bailout did fail, and then it was re-proposed. And after a few members, including Inhofe and Sherman, were threatened with martial law, it magically passed, didn't it, Peter?
Yes, well, there was an atmosphere of threats used on Congress. I think that the bailout was ill-advised, certainly in the form that it was. And, of course, the excuse that was used was that they had to act immediately. But I think a test of the what is really bad about this bailout law is it's a means for taking public funds and giving them to enrich the rich after they had made very disastrous investments, which went sour. And instead of moral hazard applying and they're having to pay for it, we are stepping in to pay. And it may be that something like this has to be done, but it should have been done with restraints, for example, to tell them that they can't go on paying these outrageous bonuses for their misdeeds, that they cannot continue to distribute dividends. You know, 85% of the stock in this country is owned by the richest 10% in the country. So if you pass a public law to guarantee the continuation of dividends to banks, which in fact are losing money badly, you're using the public treasury to enrich the rich. And that's a symptom of what's really wrong in this country, I think, that wealth has taken control of both parties. And it was the influence of wealth that drove that legislation through. And it's, of course, just happening again right now. And it's not quite over because, once again, it will go into conference committee. And I think this time they're intending to cut off bonuses and intending to cut off dividends. But I think we should watch very closely to see if this actually happens when the final bill is signed.
Well, there's definitely some political grandstanding now going on as the administrations are about to switch. I mean, now for the first time I'm seeing the media report, conservatives ask if bailout is unconstitutional. And I would say, yes, it's absolutely unconstitutional. But now the mainstream is going to make this into a right-left argument, especially with the House Democrats now proposing an $825 billion stimulus bill. I mean, is there any end in sight to these bailout packages, to these stimulus bills? I mean, what do you see happening in the next 6 months?
Well, I think I've always been uninclined to predict the future. I think it's an easy way to make big mistakes, but particularly right now, we really are going into you know, people point back to the Depression of the 1930s as an example of where we've been before. But I think we're possibly in an even worse crisis than we were then. And one thing for sure is that America's profile in the world is greater than it was, so that the world will suffer more acutely. The short answer to your question is absolutely there's going to be more and more bailing out, trillions of dollars. People have estimated up to $8.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. Some of it will be done through Congress, and a lot of it's going to be done, already has been done, a trillion or more has been done through the Federal Reserve. And people should understand that what the Federal Reserve does is using our money. But they don't go to Congress. They're using the powers that were granted them decades ago. And it's completely secret. There's no accountability. And you get the irony that Bloomberg, who's a billionaire, his company is suing the Federal Reserve to force them to say what they've been doing with our money. And you really have reached a point where it's no longer democracy if there's taxation without representation going on through the Federal Reserve. So there are left, right, and center in every direction, the treatment of the banks, treatment of the big multinational corporations. We're going to see huge bailouts with a minimum of control, and I think all we can do from outside is to insist as here are the things that we should insist on. One, as much transparency as possible. There was really no transparency in the first bailout, Paulson's bailout. Mm-hmm. And what I think is a vital criterion is democracy is suffering right now because we're getting, for about 30 years now, we've been getting rapidly increasing disparity between wealth and poverty in this country. The rich there are ways of measuring this, and America has become, of all the Western countries, probably the leading example of extreme disparity between wealth and poverty. And the criterion that should be applied to every law that's passed and all these bailouts is, will it diminish the disparity of wealth and income in this country, or will it increase it? And if it increases it, it's a bad law. And that, I think, is something, it's a sign of the problem that this obvious criterion has hardly been invoked. It has come up, I think, with the auto industry. I think it's perfectly obvious that if you're going to ask the workers to accept less in their paycheck, then you should ask the people who probably are being overpaid at the top to accept less, too, particularly because it was their failure of leadership that led into this crisis. Does that not make sense?
I absolutely agree with you, and it's just disgusting how, you know, like you said, the upper echelon continue to rake in the bonuses, still have these massive salaries in the hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars in most cases. And like you said, it's going to be the common worker who loses his pension, who loses his 401k, who loses his benefits and may not even have a job, because I really don't see the auto industry surviving another year in this country. Right. We don't make anything left. And there's nothing we make in this country. The last thing was cars, and that's about to end. And going back to what you said about
the... Not quite as bad as that. I think we're pretty good in high tech.
Well, that's true.
We've outsourced a lot of it, but the central leadership of that industry is still...
Yeah, but most of it's still built in India or China.
Yes, a lot of the jobs have gone, but America is... you know, now we're talking about something that's been happening over 50 years, and that mm-hmm. is that we've put so much emphasis on maintaining our military that we've allowed civilian leadership to, civilian industry and the civilian economy to migrate to other countries. And one of the things that we have to say about this bailout is that the crisis it faced should have been faced much earlier. And worse than that, the states did, they addressed the problem of predatory lending, which is at the heart of it, because here were very unscrupulous companies going out and hard selling mortgages to people who they knew couldn't sustain them, particularly because these were variable mortgages that would start with a very reasonable rate, but which they intended to jack up to 11, 12, 15% usurious rates. They knew that this was all a phony operation, and that this is where the big banks are culpable, because they lobbied for Congress to make it easier to do this sort of thing for them to invest in it, and then they packaged all these mortgages into securities which they sold all over the world. So that's why we have a world crisis now, based on the failure in the or the downturn in the American housing market. Little innocent countries like Iceland, who have done no wrong to anybody, are suffering terribly because the banking system of the world has supported this bubble and now is having to pay for it everywhere, every part of the world. There's one other thing. You could easily, in legislation, establish a principle of some kind of ratio between the richest return and the poorest in any business. So if a worker in an industry is getting, I don't know, shall we say, $30,000 a year, you establish a limit, maybe 20 times that, which would be the maximum that anybody in that industry can make. And this has been kicked around for some years as a solution to the problem of disparity of income. But I'm not sure that our two parties that are so heavily subsidized by the wealthy are going to put that into legislation, but they should. So just say 20 times as much as the basic pay is the most that anybody can make in any industry. Is that not reasonable?
It seems reasonable to guys like you and me, but to the global elite, that's going to cut into their profit margin quite a bit.
Yeah, it scares them, exactly. And that's what we learned in the bailout last fall, is how vigorously they fought to maintain their bonuses and maintain their dividends, even though they're lucky not to be in jail, some of those people. And some of them actually still, not just Madoff, but a number of other people.
I think they're super lucky. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Peter Dale Scott, InfoWars.com.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $832.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $857.72, $428.86 for the half ounce, and $214.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $857.72, $428.86, and $214.43.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I've been sitting in all week. I'm a filmmaker. Put together Loose Change, Final Cut, and, of course, Fabled Enemies. You can get both of those as well as all of Alex Jones' titles over at InfoWars.com. And we're talking bailout with Peter Dale Scott. We're also talking the Federal Reserve. And I want to remind people that The Federal Reserve is an independent organization. I mean, you can watch Alan Greenspan on PBS actually tout that. Oh, we're independent of the federal government, and actually we have no oversight, and we're really above the president in many respects. And if you see how the Federal Reserve works, the board, and correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, but I believe that you vote for your constituent, you vote for your congressmen, your senators, and things like that, but those people are the ones who actually decide who's going to be on the board of the Federal Reserve, and they serve, I want to say, what is it, 13 members, and what do they serve, 8-year terms?
Yes, it's a considered way of preventing people just printing money. The idea of it is, mm-hmm. And by the way, you do get something like this in England and in France, because they're frightened of democracy cheapening money, because obviously you think, I don't know what the right solution here is. I'm not as frightened. My real fear is not the particular individuals who are in the Federal Reserve. My fear is of the influence of the wealthy in this country, which works through the Fed, it works through the Treasury Department, it works very much through the CIA, and that's actually been my specialty over these years. You know, in the beginning, the CIA was sort of planned on Wall Street, and all the first directors, or practically all the first directors and deputy directors, were taken en masse from Wall Street law firms and Wall Street investment companies. And that bias in terms of preserving wealth has affected our foreign policy since the war. It wasn't totally evil at the beginning, but ever since America started having to tighten its belt, which is roughly at the end of the Vietnam War, it's been done in such a way as to protect the rich and let somebody else pay. And what we've seen from this is declining income in the third world, which, of course, leads to increased violence in the third world. And declining income, real income, not just what the numbers on a paycheck, but real income has been declining for the working class in this country and increasingly now for the middle class as well. And that's why I say, you know, you've had this bubble, this financial bubble that has been, in a sense, extracting wealth out of the body politic, depositing it in the bank accounts of the rich, and now the bailouts are still, in a sense, trying to preserve that particular relationship, which we've got to talk about martial law and war in this program, but I really am, of course, very wound up about this influence of wealth.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I wanted to move into, you know, martial law, the financial bailout, and more. Where does martial law fit into all this? Not only were they threatened with martial law, but we have an Obama administration that says that they're going to redistribute troops into Afghanistan. Obviously, there's tensions not only in Gaza and Israel, but Pakistan is now more and more, you know, showing up on the media as the enemy. I mean, is martial law here at home something that we should really be worried about?
Preparations for martial law have been increasing constantly for the last 30 years. It really goes back to the troubles back in the 1960s and 1970s when there was a case, actually. I think I approved of calling out the troops in places like Detroit because the federal troops were not as racist as the local police and were more efficient in restoring order. But traditionally in this country, as I'm sure most of the audience know, you only use federal troops in an extreme emergency. We have posse comitatus acts dating back to Reconstruction after the Civil War, which forbid the use of troops in a normal way in police activities. And that's been undermined now since the early 1980s by secret planning by a committee that was set up under the Reagan administration, and it's for 20 years it kept on going, and two of the chief people in the planning, not the only ones, were Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, and they were planning for what was in effect called the suspension of the American Constitution. First of all, in an atomic attack, But what the extraordinary thing was, they took planning against an atomic attack and applied it to normal police activity. And that's what we're getting today.
We'll be back with Peter Dale Scott. Martial law, the financial bailout, and war. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Jones Show. We're live right now streaming video over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're talking to Peter Dale Scott, author of The War Conspiracy and many other books. I think that was actually a banned book for quite some time. He coined the term parapolitics, and we were just talking about the continuity of government program, often referred to as the shadow government. And you were talking about how it was revamped in the 80s. In the 80s under Reagan. And what I found in my research, and I have a little part of it in Fabled Enemies, is in the late 80s, early 90s, the National Programs Office took over the COG responsibilities under George H.W. Bush, the then vice president, and it just expanded their powers. It was almost the birth of the sole source contract, where they went into all these little black ops modes. Why don't you talk about that?
Oh, and then just to carry it on, at the end of the G.H.W. Bush administration, the New York Times ran an article and said that there was no more atomic, with the disappearance of the Soviet Union, they were no longer so frightened of an atomic attack, so they were winding up these programs. It was a very misleading article, because what had happened was that they had shifted the planning from an atomic focus to just any emergency. And one of the last acts of the Reagan administration was to pass an executive order that made that official, that it could be any emergency. So the planning continued under Clinton. And according to Alexander Coburn, Clinton had no real idea of the extent of this planning. He must have had some idea of it because he signed a couple of orders himself. But the really extraordinary thing is that in the 90s under Clinton, neither Cheney nor Rumsfeld had anything to do with the government. Each of them was a CEO of a major corporation. But the planning continued, and the Army has one of the last fruits of the Clinton administration was a new directive for the Army, which legitimized the idea that the Army would permanently have what they call a co-op, a continuity of operations program in the Army. For the first time, instead of the people who had worried about an attack from abroad would now worry from an attack at home, from violence of any form. And within, right after 9/11, we got a whole series of things, which I'm sure were COG plans, one of which is going to be very important in the future, and that is the creation of an Army command for North America. Just like you have a command for SOUTHCOM for South America, there's now NORTHCOM for North America. And last September, they announced that they moved a combat brigade from Iraq to the United States, ready for combat in the United States. This is entirely unprecedented, and it's been announced that this is probably, you know, they announced it in connection with the inauguration, and we've seen since then the troops are now in Washington, controlling Washington. But this is not an ad hoc thing. This is a permanent thing under this new order.
Absolutely. And you know what? Let's play the clip of Obama before he's elected talking about a civilian security force. And he's openly said that he's going to bring 20,000 troops into the United States for domestic operations.
They're
Let's play that
now.
Clip.
Yeah, they're here.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
All right. So, you know, it really does seem like, again, these are continuations that you see, whether it's Republican or Democrat, just like you said, began with Reagan into the Bush 1 administration. Continuity government plans were then still expanded upon in the Clinton administration, and then, of course, under the Bush 2 administration, like you said, COG was put into place on 9/11. A lot of people don't understand that. There were already drills going on that morning, and then by the time the attacks had hit the United States, COG was immediately put into place. Dick Cheney was rushed off to a PEOC. You know, George Bush was put into an undisclosed location, flying around Air Force One all day. And, you know, most people,
you're right.
Yeah. And most people scoff at the idea of this shadow government. And it was on the cover of The Washington Times. So I see only more expansion on this COG type program. I don't think it's a coincidence that this week is when we saw the 9/11 Commission release over 1,200 interviews, transcripts of interviews at the end of the Bush administration, so they couldn't be ridiculed. I'm sure that, you know, when researchers...
If you look at that schedule, almost half of them are still withheld.
Yes.
They're releasing them, but not really releasing them.
Yeah, some of them still have clearances on them. They say, oh, well, national security clearance.
It's going to take legislation to get all of that stuff cleared, and I don't have much confidence that this Congress will do it. But I would certainly, I think it's, you know, if we're revamping the whole of our constitutional arrangement in this country because of this largest murder, certainly in the history of the United States, and least investigated, and we still don't know, and we can't even see, you know, the after the Kennedy assassination, you had the Warren Commission, which essentially covered things up, but at least it had the decency to publish its evidence. And we're going to need legislation to force the evidence, whatever it was, from the 9/11 Commission release. But let me tell you the thing that worries me most about Obama. We had an election where we had a choice. The parties gave us a choice between a candidate, McCain, who wanted to fight two wars, and a candidate, Obama, who, by the way, I mean, I could say good things about Obama on this program. I'm not totally hostile to him by any means, except when it came to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And when he was talking about Iraq, this is what he had to say. I'm quoting now from his website. The scale of our deployments in Iraq continues to set back our ability to finish the fight in Afghanistan. Well, it's very clear since then that Obama means to not just to fight in Afghanistan, but to escalate in Afghanistan. And I think you've already said that that's a war which is going nowhere, and is our presence is making things worse, not better. It's and any sane person looking at that war knows that you're even thinking of trying to finish it. First of all, you're not going to succeed. The Russians didn't. The British didn't. Nobody has ever succeeded in doing this. But if you're going to try, you're going to have to put vastly more troops there than there are now. We are destabilizing Pakistan, which is one of the shakiest constitutional governments in the region, and is one with nuclear weapons. So what we are doing has increased the chances that Islamic fundamentalists may end up with a state of Pakistan and nuclear weapons to boot. So this is where I think Obama needs to be reined in, and I don't see that coming from Congress.
No, I don't see that either, and I see it as a redistribution of forces, getting people out of an unpopular war in Iraq, only to put them into Afghanistan and create the same kind of a quagmire situation, so we still have our presence in the Middle East. I mean, to me, this is really about building a Eurasian Union. It's what the PNAC guys talked about in rebuilding America's defenses, and having a presence there. I feel like Iran is probably the most unstable bloc there, but they haven't been able to really propagate a reason for us to go in there with the American people. You know, again, Pakistan's being demonized at the moment. You know, most people in this country are still behind a war in Afghanistan and Iraq because they still think the boogeyman, Osama bin Laden, is out there. They just reiterated that by putting out an audio tape of him taking the Palestinian plight. So anybody who disagrees with Israeli force on the Gaza Strip is automatically, you know, associated with the deepest, darkest villain there is out there. You know, I don't see us leaving, Peter. I see us being there.
I think eventually I see us losing and leaving like Vietnam, but it took, it took a decade really after America realized it couldn't win before the Vietnam War was over, and an awful lot of people died, and even Americans died under Nixon, who had won on the campaign of ending the war. So we're used to presidents who campaign on ending a war who make things worse. Yes, I fear it here. I don't, by the way, I'm not accusing Obama of being a cynic who is out to deceive the American people. I just see him as somebody hedged in by these forces who want that war. The underlying fact is that American oil companies have now invested a great deal in the oil and gas of Central Asia, and they need ways of getting it out. And they have one insecure pipeline going through Georgia, and we saw the trouble there last fall. Mm-hmm. And they would like very much to have a gas and an oil pipeline through Afghanistan. It's not going to happen by putting U.S. troops there, because that is just increasing the tension in the country. And, the PNAC goal was to has been bought by the U.S. Army. Their stated mission is full-spectrum dominance in the world. Mm-hmm. And part of that is this continuity of operations mission for the Army here is to have full-spectrum dominance in the United States, because obviously if you want to dominate the world, you're going to have to dominate this country too. And these are still things that are not fully implemented, and what the people listening to this program have to do is to alert their friends and their neighbors that, you know, the real role of the U.S. Army is to protect the American people. It is not to control the American people. That's a revolutionary change, and it should be challenged, and it should be stopped.
I absolutely agree with you there. My question is, do you think that conscription could actually happen under this administration? Tom Blankley, editor over at the Washington Times, has been parading around the media now for the last few years talking about conscription. I've got a clip of him on Pat Buchanan's MSNBC show where he's talking about it in the summer of 07, saying, well, the time for that debate isn't now. It'll be under a new administration. Lo and behold, we get that new administration, and a week before they're inaugurated, the same guy, Blankley, puts out a book called American Grit, where, again, he's calling for conscription of 18 to 25-year-olds, 3 months in a boot camp and 2 years mandatory service. And this is echoed by Obama's new chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. He was just on C-SPAN over the summer talking about this same program. Is it going to happen? Is there a possibility of it happening here?
Well, again, I'm reluctant to predict, because the big block to it happening is that we will go back to the America of the 1960s and you will have a new anti-war movement. Mm-hmm. And this was the big issue when America went into Iraq in 2003. And the generals were absolutely right. It should have been done with 500,000 troops. And Rumsfeld said, that's ridiculous. We can use our new sophisticated weapons and win it quickly with only 120,000. And, of course, he was wrong. But the reason that they didn't want to go to 500,000 troops is that they would have needed to have a draft for that. And that's why I'm not going to predict that we'll get a draft. We're going to get people who say, if you want to maintain all these missions, you're going to have a draft, and particularly because one thing that's certain is that Iraq has had very negative impact on recruitment for the Army. But the civilian people are very terrified of creating a situation where, once again, they are forcing young Americans to protect themselves by getting involved in the anti-war movement.
Peter, where can people get your information? I know you write for 911truth.org a lot, and you're on Blogger.
I have my own website. I used to put things in it. Now it's mostly just connection to I've written quite a lot of articles on the Internet recently, and my own website is basically just a kind of a gateway to going into it's hot-linked to all these other articles. Be careful listening to this. It's simple, but it's important to get it right. www.peterdalescott.net. Or if you want, you could do .org, but do not do peterdalescott.com, because that's a hostile network. And so please remember, peterdalescott.net.
Basically just attackers trying to use your good name?
It's a funny, I don't quite know what it is. PeterDaleScott.com was opened up in Kenya by a company that's now in Belize. The only things it has on it that have anything to do with me are negative reviews of my books.
Yeah, how dare you try to expose light on the darkness over the past 30 to 40 years? You've been at this forever, haven't you? I mean, literally 30 or 40 years.
The Vietnam War started, mm-hmm. and then because of that, I saw a connection between the Vietnam War, and it really happened after Kennedy was assassinated, so I got drawn into that. And again, you know, I don't think we'll ever really have a chance of rational government in this country until people on high admit that Kennedy wasn't just killed by a disgruntled ex-Marine called Lee Harvey Oswald. Everybody knows it, but officially that's even, you know, Nixon said that the Warren Report was the biggest scam, biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. That's on one of the tapes we've got out of the White House. But officially, of course, it's still the official doctrine that Lee Harvey Oswald did it. He acted alone. And with 9/11, 19 crazy Arabs did it, and they acted alone. You look at one of these, what I call deep events, the ones which we know there's more to it than meets the eye. I'm struck how much continuity of modus operandi there is between the Kennedy assassination and 9/11. And I have references to those articles that are on the Internet that you can get through my website.
Yeah, there definitely does seem to be a lot of interplayers, players involved in both the Kennedy assassination and 9/11 as well. And, you know, in the mainstream media, at least last week, they were saying, oh, 9/11 conspiracy theorists might be right. There's this new document where this mob boss takes entire credit through an FBI asset for the Kennedy assassination. Well, a mob boss couldn't call the Secret Service off the car, and you can see that in the video. So obviously,
he
even if this
plan the parade route is the most obvious thing. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The mob boss is Carlos Marcello. He could not have planned the parade route through Dallas, which took this unexplained little detour to go underneath the Texas School Book Depository. Exactly.
Yeah, and again, he couldn't have called off those two Secret Service agents, and you can see that right in the video, folks. Come on, this is a government black op from start to finish. Use some mob players to get rid of some people to provide cover. You know, don't buy it if the mainstream media is putting it out there. Look into it for yourself. Final segment with Peter Dale Scott. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TruthNews.us.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Well, you're a spy, and you got the time.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, final segment with Peter Dale Scott, peterdalescott.net or .org. In the last few minutes, Peter, I really want to get your take on some of the appointments, some of the administrative officials in this. I mean, we've got Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff. Gates is going to stay on for at least another year, they're telling us. John Kerry, just appointed as the head of the Foreign Relations Committee. What do you think about this new administration?
Well, you know, I see a mix of hopeful and depressing features about it. I'm 80 years old, and I've seen a lot of new administrations, and I expect them to lean in one direction to assure one constituency and another to reassure another. I think the one that was most predictable and upsets me the most is Rahm Emanuel as chief of staff. And that's because I've spent the last 6 or 7 or 8 years campaigning to have a genuine investigation of 9/11. And in 2006, we had a number of people in the Democratic primaries who were saying the same thing. And many of them could have been elected, like Colonel Bowman, for example. And Rahm Emanuel and Senator Schumer went full out to campaign against those people in the Democratic primaries, even at the cost of losing the seat, because the candidate who defeated, the good candidate, was then defeated by a Republican. On the economic side, you have both Geithner, assuming that he's going to get confirmed, which is not clear, and I'm certainly not happy that Lawrence Summers is the chairman of the Economic Advisors. But what's more important here is not the people that he put in to reassure the bankers, because he has to do that. It's the people he didn't put in to balance them. And we could have had Stiglitz, we could have had Paul Krugman, we could have had Jamie Galbraith, or a number of good Democratic economists who are challenging the way the bailout went, and I'm disappointed that they're not in. I do think that the abuses of the Justice Department will be basically, I have no opinions really about Holder, but underneath him, the new counsel of the legal office inside Justice, a very good person. I think the idea that they get someone from outside the CIA, Panetta, I think is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Democrats in particular have trouble getting their nominees for head of CIA approved, and Carter had this trouble, and Kennedy had this trouble. I think Panetta will get in. He is an outsider, and he will get further, I think, than Stansfield Turner was able to, who was Carter's nominee, who was a very honest man, and the CIA just ignored him, really, and ran circles around him. I think Panetta is probably a good choice. So, you see, I'm not giving you a very clear picture, and I think we shouldn't have a clear picture. I think we've got to give Obama his 100 days and see if he can be like Roosevelt and really get the country started up again, or whether he's going to be like Jimmy Carter and just face confusion and chaos in Washington.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's peterdalescott.org or peterdalescott.net. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, or join me right now via the streaming video at prisonplanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.